Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer dictating an endoscopy report on Yvonne Robinson Doakes, date of birth 7/30/1961, date of procedure February 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer. Your referring physician is Dr. Yoel Olazabal. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare palpectomy, cold biopsy palpectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, description of procedure, informed consent is obtained for your possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, will explain to the patient period. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, stairs for anesthesia services, and monitored anesthesia care period. The rectal exam is numbered. A well lubricated one, this video colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and advancing direct vision to the cecum, which is signified by the presence of the penis or the cecal valve and complement of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Plus and prep score was. Eight 2-3-3 period. Grade is a good prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There were two diminutive cecal sessile polyps from a cold biopsy palpectomy. Next time there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare palpectomy. Next time there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare palpectomy. Next time there was left-sided mild diverticulosis noted. Next time there was grade 2-3 internal hemorrhoids or non-bleeding noted on retroflexion and on rectal exam. Next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, would recommend increase in fiber and water in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, when patient follows up in the office, we'll discuss her options for hemorrhoidal therapy. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.